third episode of Out Now Nights. Alan, what was your favorite signature move of a Jaeger?
The motherfucking sword.
Yeah.
Sword in the atmosphere. I was, you know, you were there.
Yep, I was.
That was my favorite. That was, yeah. That was cool. The thing I never understood about him is that, like, oh, I'm going to pick up the kaiju. I'm going to throw it. That'll do it. I just didn't get it, because that one scene, they picked him up. I was like, what? I thought they were going to, like, do a knee breaker. And if they did a knee breaker, I would have lost my shit. Straight up lost my shit.
Yeah, I would have lost my shit, too. I was like, no doubt. I was expecting him to do it when he lifted him, and I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of, like King Kong. I mean, King Kong really kind of set the bar at using other animals and breaking them over it, like it, yeah. So it didn't have too much of that, but it did have giant rocket punch to the fucking face of one kaiju.
Fucking gnarly.
I think it's great that they just have a clip where they're just like unload the cannon in the stomach, and it's just, you can see the arm jolting back from all the energy inside of it. Just like, God, let's go check for a pulse. Blam, just blam.
Like, you know? Sure. That's pretty cool. Like, there's actually two scenes that I would want framed. One of them we talked about was like the atmosphere sword battle sequence, and the other one is when they're fighting in the ocean, and then the second monster just jumps out. I totally didn't expect that, but I was like, this is awesome.
It was, and like, cause I told Alan and Josh this too. Like, but when that thing came up, like when the wings came out of that one, I'm like, well, I at one point I was like, I knew something was gonna fly in this movie, but I was just like. Yes, this is happening now. Okay,
it was almost that scene from Dark Knight where the tumbler turned into
the tumbler. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, exactly that. He's like, there's gonna be a tumbler at some point, but it's like, oh, that's where
there
it's from.
It's like, you wonderful, wonderful bastard. That is great. Yeah, no, the sword, man. I couldn't get over it. Oh, it's so cool.
I just like the care in detail that they took when they exploded the nuclear bomb in the ocean, and it's just dry because you see the fish fall. And then a huge wave just comes back, crashing the other way. Like, this is like, yeah. He thought about it for a second.
Dude,
this is all like the little details that Guillermo has, where like, even when he's like walking with Mako, you can see the reflection of an entire city off helmets. Like, you didn't notice that?
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, you can see the faces of every character inside each helmet. Like, it's unreal. I was like, there's so much attention to detail in this. Like, I want to go sit down and just be like, let's just click frame by frame.
Idris Elba went out like a champ, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
And he took a very perfectly healthy Australian with him, but still, he was a dick, so who cares? But
that's my son! You got that.
That's my son. My son. No, I really liked it when the Jaegers were walking and you kind of saw the rain, but then it kept moving in the rain. Like, the physics behind the rain and the Jaegers
bounced off them. It was, yeah.
And, you know, I really liked how, even though, like, you know, you expect them to be, like, cool, awesome battle sequences, these are giant mechanical robots, so it makes sense that they can't move ultra fast, right? So I was like, that's, yeah, I don't want to see, like, some, you know, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers giant like robot that's pretty flexible and fast moving. It's like, you know, it actually makes sense the way that they did that.
I love the amount of damage that they took. I was surprised that, like, people got fucked up in this movie. Like,
yeah,
like,
this
Jaegers got
God.
Taken out. And, like,
I was sad. You know, actually, that's one of the things that I had an issue with, too, is just
Death
I wanted to
Crimson
see...
Typhoon.
And the other one. I was like, you know, Crimson Typhoon had, like, nothing to do, and then they're just out.
I
but
loved
then
its
again...
blades. Those blades were sweet, too. I was like, oh, man, that's going to it's gonna take...
Thundercloud formation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, like, you see all of them together, and they're out in, like, a minute, and the Russians are out in, like, 3 minutes. I also like how the music changed to, like, almost, like, to... Russian, I don't even know, Russian cold winter, like, chanting when the Russians started fighting and you see on them.
So, yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, that was really good.
I like the score a lot. I keep listening to it in my car.
I thought the score was okay. I wasn't, like,
I remember it too often. Too much.
Like, I like the end track, like, not the RZA track. I like the RZA track, though, too, but I like the pre-credit score, or, like, the closing credit score part, but, like, it's the, like, I liked it in the movie, but it's just not something that I'm like, I need to download the score and listen to it. That's, I guess that's where I'm coming at it.
Well, I like how everybody had their own, like, parts of the score, too. Like, every time you heard Newt walk on the screen, you heard that, like, and it had this, like, weird, like, sauntering in where you're like, oh, he's kind of like this cool geeky guy. And every character had these thematic elements that you could be reinforced with audibly when they were on screen. I just thought it was neat.
Fair enough, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Josh, which Neuro Handshake were you talking about?
The Neuro Handshake when they do the Kaiju Handshake.
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the point when I was just like, oh, my God.
What do you guys think about that extra bumper at the end of the first set of credits? Yes.
I mean, Alan and I were saying, we were trying to come up, we came up with the sequel title immediately.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So Abe, let me lay down some knowledge for you, okay?
Okay.
How are we going to make a sequel to Pacific Rim? Well, clearly, Hannibal Chow, he's really pissed off that he's lost his black market kaiju business now because they closed the rift. So, obviously, he reopens the rift so he can get more kaiju going and he gets more parts.
This makes perfect sense.
And what's the title of that movie? Pacific Rim 2, Chow Down. There it is.
Boom. Straight Boom. To DVD. What'd you guys think of that stinger?
I thought it was dumb and fun. It was great.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. Fit the tone of the movie. I was like, why would he be the only, like pretty gruesome death?
Yeah. I like how babies are born in the head.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very nice...
Oh,
like,
that was the head? Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, it's right by the brain.
Brain. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a brain, yeah.
And that was cool because, again, like that's Guillermo doing his thing to where absolutely no way does the reflection of a human anatomy relate to the kaiju. Like, cut it in the neck. Like, there's nothing there. The baby is born in the head. Like, it's just cool.
That part was weird because... I was like, why did they show me the umbilical cord? This is disgusting. Oh, I get it. And sure enough, yeah, it's exactly what happened. So good on you for not taking care of an umbilical cord correctly and teaching the world that you can't have a baby wrapped around its own umbilical cord.
No, I think
dangerous.
I saw some like angry Asians with or hungry Asians with knife and fork like right outside waiting to like chew on that umbilical cord, but they just didn't get a chance.
Yeah, they've got to do it fast because it dissolves in within like a few minutes there. Too much ammonia, apparently. Too much ammonia.
Wow.
I forgot that Randy Macho Man Savage was also there. Apparently. I had a question. If anyone remembers this, why was Ron Perlman's eye also that same way? I was trying to explain.
Because he tried drifting.
Also, that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he lost his eye. I don't know why. Charlie Day didn't lose his eyesight in that eye, but Ron Perlman did.
Because he probably had better
equipment,
yeah. And it's Charlie Day. Charlie Day is too pretty to have an eye go gone.
Yeah. Charlie Day, man. That guy talks like a mile a minute.
Yeah, he does.
He was having so much fun at this movie.
He was, yeah. He was actually, like, you know, I liked his expressions and also Rinko Kikuchi's expressions.
She's
a babe.
She's awesome, yeah. And
she's gorgeous.
We should have mentioned the often forgotten Brothers Bloom, Aaron, on the actual podcast.
Who forgot? What?
Yeah, you get it. What's that?
Who forgot? What?
Oh no, I said we should have mentioned it because it's people don't, you know, people are just like, what's the Brothers Bloom? It's like you should go see it. It's a fun movie. It's a good movie.
Alan, like your favorite movie of that year? That's what Brothers Bloom is.
The only time I watch Rika Kikuchi is when she's dancing with Mark Ruffalo in Brothers Bloom and when she's flashing her vagina at people in Babel. That's what I...
Yay.
Who needs you, Jizz, when you got Babel?
She's dancing with Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just showed up one day. She's just having breakfast in Adrian Brody's apartment. Yeah. We just expect that she's going to be gone one day, too.
This is random, but guys, guess what? Director's cut. Boondock Saints 2, All Saints Day this week.
Oh, wow.
Gotta have it, right? Gotta have it? Yeah.
Gotta want it.
Yeah. Alan? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we watching it together?
Fuck that.
Circle Jerk? While you watch
it? Oh, well, that, yeah.
that goes without saying.
You don't need the movie. I'll show you my special edition.
I think I forgot that movie existed until I saw the announcement that that's happening this week. Does anyone think like, oh man, remember when they made that sequel to Boondock Saints? We needed that.
Doesn't this one have a Dexter's wife in it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's like some special investigator
ex-wife, right?
Oh,
like Willem Dafoe's like post-op. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, no, that movie's not good. And I speak as a person that enjoys the Boondock Saints. I don't love it, but it's a fun movie.
Yeah, I like a few lines from it.
Yeah, the lines are better, but I hate Troy Duffy. So,
Have you seen Overnight?
Yeah, that's why I hate Troy Duffy. It's like, oh, he's just a terrible person.
I can think of worse reasons to hate somebody.
I can't too. I hate Orson Scott Card, but that's
But you're gonna see Ender's Game opening day.
Probably not.
Do you hate Orson Scott Card because like the Hitler apologist theory?
That's probably one of the reasons.
Take your pick.
Orson Scott Card makes it very easy to hate him.
Yeah, he does.
Just do you think an asshole in general?
Do you think he's gonna get booed at Comic Con?
Booed?
We'll be serious.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, he will. He'll get booed out. He's been booed out before. That's why he hasn't come.
Mm. Are you guys all going to All Days?
I'm not going Saturday.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there every day.
I'm press, so I'll be there. Just doing it. Just living it, man.
My inconsiderate friend is having a wedding on Saturday.
What a pest.
Oh, that's awful. Man.
He should just, put his life on hold for me.
I was at a wedding last night. I still would have said no if it was.
Is there anything that you guys are super looking forward to over at Comic-Con?
Honestly, the Claudia Pachanza Meatballs 2 panel.
Part 2?
Really,
yes.
Really excited.
I literally looked at that today and I was like, ah, I could pass that.
What?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to be
in Terry Crews gets there dressed as the cop and like rips
off. Did you see him dressed up as the cop?
Yeah, I have.
Like I think he posted it like an, I don't know, some tweet.
My friend texted it to me, so I have. Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
But
the thing I'm excited for are Mondo posters.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I'm just going to go and hang out. I'm going to try to get I know I'm not going to get it, but I'm going to try to go to that booth signing for Game of Thrones, but, whatever.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I mean, there's stuff I'm looking forward to. I'd love to get to the Legend of Korra panel, but that's so damn crowded now. We'll see.
Is season 2 going to come out?
You'll
never know.
Well, it'll probably be announced in 3 days' time. But there's a few things going on that I'm excited for. No, there's not a few. There's lots of things.
There's a lot.
I say this all the time, but like if I'm not doing one thing at Comic Con, it's because I'm doing something else that I also want to do at Comic Con. So
is the Disney thing usually after Comic Con?
The what thing?
Disney?
Yeah, D23.
D23 is in August.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in August. Okay, so maybe a couple weeks later. Okay.
Just
but this year is like a mediocre year. Next year is the big.
Oh, it's
gonna
be so big.
Over at D23 or over at Comic-Con?
Comic-Con.
Yeah, Avatar 2, Avengers 2, Star Wars. Like, oh god.
This year's gonna be nuts.
Avengers 2.
It's like me getting in line for Hall H, going into Hall H, and then leaving Hall H, and then sleeping outside Hall H to go back in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rinse. Right, yeah. Right. Wash.
We won't need hotel rooms. We'll just crash at Hall H. It's gonna be bad. Oh, it's gonna be so bad.
You still playing Last of Us, Abe?
Yeah, I'm actually. Yesterday I was playing till like 5 a.m.
What season are you in?
I didn't know that it went by season. I actually just got to the part where they got to the bridge and Ellie jumps off and then.
You don't need to know the details at all. That's not.
Oh, well, she's. Not. Yeah. Basically, I'm at the bridge part.
Okay. Yeah. I was trying to break it up very simply by asking what season you're in since you start in summer and then it.
I didn't even realize that, actually.
I'm still in summer.
Okay.
For what?
The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Video game.
Video game for the PS3.
Yeah.
Good game.
Did you finish it? You finished it, right, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll do that podcast at some point.
Yeah, I need to finish it. Yeah,
and then play Bioshock Infinite, so
which I really want to play as well. So I think I might just pick up a PS3. I don't know yet. I'm playing over at my friend's house. I was like, "Hey, can I sleep over at your house?" He's like, "Yeah, you can play The Last of Us." I was like, "Okay." he comes back at like 3 a.m. He's like, "Why are you still awake?" He's like, "I gotta finish this game." It's like, "Oh no, I'm stuck. I can't." And I was like, "Oh, 5 a.m. I should probably go to sleep."
Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
What movies have you liked this summer?
This summer, I really haven't been going that much. I like Fast 6 a lot. I'm trying to think of, the movies this year. Like, what's come out? I'm just...
Iron Man, Great Gatsby.
Gatsby was terrible.
Star Trek.
I liked Iron Man. I like Shane Black a lot. Shane Black's probably one of my favorite writers. Have you guys had a chance to see any of his scripts, excerpts of them?
I've never read one, no.
Oh my god, go online. They posted them up for Lethal Weapon. Mm-hmm. He's writing it and he goes, "Yeah, so this house is going to be really sexy. Like the kind of house I'd fuck beautiful women in if we sell the script." That's what it says in the script.
house after Earth.
I missed that. I really wanted to see it. Like, it was so bad where I was like, I want to go.
I was actually thinking about that movie during Pacific Rim 2, because there's a part where Idris Elba was like, I already know you. I have, like, no fear. I have, like, no memory or whatever. It's like, this is exactly what I wanted Will Smith to be in After Earth, where it's just, yeah, I want to see how much of a badass he was. And instead, you're just like, oh, yeah, there he is, spaceship, sitting down because he's got a broken femur and he's bleeding out from his femoral artery. Okay.
And he just picked up the mantle. Why couldn't that just be M. Night Shyamalan's fate? Like, break your femur, femoral artery, we're just going to leave you out there. You've done your job. Just
wait for like, Haley Joel Osment to go save you.
Now You See Me, The Internship, The Purge, This Is the End.
This Is the End was really good. It has the best ending of this entire summer. I'll openly say that.
I mean, if Pacific Rim ended with a music video by NSYNC, you'd probably be outdone.
By NSYNC, I really wasn't expecting the other half of the to just start playing in This Is the End, where she hits the chorus really hard, and I'm like, this is awesome! So
Man of Steel, obviously.
I liked that, despite your little faultings about it. I even think the hand held out from Kevin Costner wasn't that bad.
God, that seems bullshit.
It is bullshit. It's manipulative bullshit.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Don't do it, son. Everyone in Smallville knows that you saved them on a bus, but you don't have to save me in front of everyone in the town.
Cut to years later.
Like,
hey,
why couldn't Superman go get the fucking dog?
Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
And he could have fucking went and got the dog, and then he like showed up out of nowhere, like, oh, what happened?
Exactly. And we'd be like, oh, Kent.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was hiding in a bunker over the hill.
That was the most irritating fucking part of the whole. Oh, what movie would have been so good?
I'm sure there are other irritating parts too, but that was.
That was the most irritating for me, easily.
That was hands down the most frustrating part of that movie for me. I got pissed.
No, son. Don't save this dog. First of all, who leaves their dog in a car?
I thought that was against the law.
Bad owners.
It was against the law.
I think it was babies.
There's probably a baby in one of those cars. Yeah, up there too.
Yeah, and the shitty mom was probably like, oh, thank God.
World War Z.
I liked World War Z a lot.
I hated it.
Whatever. I liked World War Z a lot.
Let's see. Monsters University.
I like that. I don't think I really disliked any movie this summer. I think the two best movies this summer were Fast 6 and Pacific Rim.
Are you still holding out for Elysium, Alan?
I'm really pumped for it. It's like one good movie a month at this point. Like one great movie and the rest are good movies.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, because I've seen more too. But yeah, I hated Hangover and let's see. Didn't
even see that.
Didn't like
that was stupid.
Didn't like After Earth. Didn't like The Purge.
Avoided both of those.
I didn't like The Heat. Didn't like
avoided that.
Didn't like Despicable Me 2, because even though I'm wrong, apparently.
But yeah, it has good music. We both agree on that.
It has good music, yeah. No doubt.
Does Smash Mouth come back?
What?
Smash
Mouth. Smash Mouth wasn't in the... No.
This isn't Shrek,
dude,
dumbass.
Yeah, come on. No.
No. I'm asking if they come back and they finally, like... I've been waiting for a new Smash Mouth single for years.
Fuck no. Pharrell does the music in Despicable Me movies, and I dig that. Oh.
I mean, you were super disappointed by Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger was disappointing, yeah. The internship.
That movie did come out, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Hangover, I could at least remember why I didn't like it. Internship's just, like, forgettable. I'd still say Man of Steel is a good movie, but every time I think about it, I only focus on the negative. So take that as you will.
And also, it's very long, and it'd be one of those films where it's like, I wouldn't want to watch it again just for the parts that I like.
Like, I wish Man of Steel was as long as Pacific Rim and vice versa.
Did you guys, just because when we were looking at earlier, I went and looked up what Armand White said about Pacific Rim. He basically is like, it's no Man of Steel.
Hello?
It's like, really?
Yeah, you're.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Pacific Rim is no Man of Steel. It's like, what?
You're right, it isn't. It's better. You know, he's correct.
You're right. It is no Man of Steel.
It is so much better than that.
Yeah. You guys think they're gonna? Jesus, Alan, that car is loud.
He's going 70.
It's a Prius. It can't be that loud.
What were you saying?
Well, I'm sorry. I was still in Apple Valley, and it's almost midnight, and I'm tired.
It's fine.
This is the Knights podcast.
Yeah, all the listeners still tuning in can be happy to hear these noises. it's a little something special. What, Josh? What were you saying?
Yeah, what were you gonna ask, Josh?
I don't even remember. It was some joke about Alan.
Oh. Would have loved to hear that.
White House Down.
Oh, right.
Oh, that movie sucked. Never mind. That was the worst fucking piece of shit.
You didn't like White House Down so much?
I really wanted to so bad. And it just,
versus Olympus Has Fallen, which one would you take?
What's that?
Versus Olympus Has Fallen, which one would you take?
I wanted to go see White House Down because I'm a sucker for Roland Emmerich movies.
And this was the one where you drew the line?
This is the one where I was like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Oh, dude. Speaking of, like, White House Down. So, there's a part in Pacific Rim where Charlie Dunham?
Hunnam.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm missing Charlie.
Which Charlie are you talking about? There's both named Charlie.
Jax.
Oh, Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, Charlie Hunnam, right, yeah. So there's a part where he's putting up photos in his wall because he's talking to
Rinko
Kikuchi. And I was like, dude, he looks just like Channing Tatum. If Channing Tatum was in this movie, I wonder how I would feel if Channing Tatum died in the first sequence, just like in G.I. Joe, but probably a little bit more dramatic. Like,
that's like something where like the budget kind of, where it's like they don't have an A-list star in this movie, and they don't even have like a glorified cameo in this movie. Like, you have the brother played by like nobody.
I don't know who the brother was, yeah.
Yeah, and you have like random other people where I'm like, if you put like a big name in like one of these parts, like a really big name, like a, you know, like get Butts and Seats name, like you could have done something for this, like more of an impact. But I mean,
could have thrown Bradley Cooper in it for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Good. His asking price is way too high now.
Oh my god, if they had Tron Legacy's Garrett Hedlund as the brother.
Oh my god.
But
then like his three other brothers show up, that'd be awesome.
Right? It'd be like, hey there, kiddo. Lost track of time.
Oh, then the Oxy 2000 shows up out of nowhere, like, yo, something happened to my brother.
Exactly.
Hey kiddo. Lost track of time. Oh, I just want to read all of his lines in Tron Legacy.
Digital jazz.
Tron Legacy. Guess he just lost track of time. What happened to Josh?
He's here. I know he's not. I lied.
Yeah, it's like he's not on the call.
Sure he is. He's right here.
He's gonna be like, oh, they cut me off.
I just assume I lose the signal. I hope you guys don't cut me off. That'd be awkward.
I'll cut you off. Yeah.
No, you're good.
What else is going on?
Me?
Anybody?
Nothing.
Fill out the time here.
I saw WWE's Money in the Bank.
Oh, snap, we're adding Jose.
Let the surprise be the surprise, babe. Come on, what are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm talking about Josh. Yeah. That's just his name in Spanish. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Oh.
What'd you saw the WP, what?
Nothing. I saw a wrestling event tonight.
Hey, is that Jose?
Hello.
Hey.
Jose.
What are you doing?
Hey, Jose.
Not much. What's up, guys?
Hey, we're recording a little Out Now Nights. And
just the supplement podcast or it's freeform discussion.
Oh, okay.
And we're just saying, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Not much. I was just on Skype with my girlfriend for a little bit.
Well, you know what? Screw her, guy, because you're on the podcast now, and that's
now you have to talk about two things. First things first, Pacific Rim in two words or less.
Holy crap.
Nice.
And then number two, The Last of Us in two words or less.
Holy crap.
Nice. Played.
The funny thing is, I watched Pacific Rim, like, you know, on Thursday, and then all I did today was, like, play The Last of Us. So, it's very timely.
There you go.
That's basically what my weekend consisted of as well.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. I had a good weekend.
Yeah, we're all in the same
place. Well, my car broke down. But other than that, I had a good weekend.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. My weekend was just lots of fun. That's all I had to say.
Hey, did you win, like, a disc golf tournament today?
No, I just played disc golf. I won the disc golf tournament last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Boom! I saw that origami stuff. That looked cool,
That's
dude.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Are you still wearing the bow tie right now?
I am wearing the bow tie. Yes, I am. For people listening, I was at an origami festival this morning that we recorded this podcast, and got to make a lot of different cool origami pieces. You can follow me on Instagram at drzeek.
That's two E's, in case you
Dr.
got
Zeke.
Cut out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Zeke. So where'd you get your doctorate?
What, at UCSB.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, underwater basket weaving.
Oh, great.
That's a real class there, isn't it?
Place for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my other major. I double majored.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that you had to take 12 classes to get a degree in underwater basket weaving.
You do, and you also get an official Dr. Dre Beats by Dre headphones as well.
That was out in 2003? What?
They were prototypes, and that's not when I graduated college.
Wow.
I feel like you just made Aaron a lot older than he actually is.
That would make him older than me, and that would be impressive.
Jose, did you see Pacific Rim in IMAX or just a big theater?
I didn't. I saw it. I use MoviePass for. I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much see everything in glorious 2D now. But I heard good things. I kind of want to go back and watch it on IMAX.
To see it again. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to pour in some more dollars into that.
I didn't realize that though on different plans. Yeah, like you have to buy a 3D plan for MovieBox or MoviePass.
Yeah, they just don't support premium tickets yet. So like 3D or IMAX or I think anything else.
Could you pay the difference out of pocket?
No, they don't have support for it yet. I'm hoping they introduce something, but I don't mind, but because it makes it a lot easier for those of us who don't attend screenings and stuff to watch as many movies as possible.
Wait, what's MoviePass?
MoviePass is this service that it's kind of like Netflix, so you pay like a flat rate for the month.
Right.
And you're allowed, you can go watch pretty much as many movies as you want out in theaters. There's the only restrictions are you can only watch each movie once and only one movie per day.
Oh, okay.
And so you get like a they give you like a, almost any theater. So I've actually used it. I live in Stockton, California, near like Sacramento.
Right.
But I've used it here. I've used it in a couple places in the Bay Area, and when I was out visiting my friend in Seattle, I used it out in Bellevue as well. So,
that's really
pretty
cool.
Good range.
Do you ever use it in the Yay area?
Thanks, Aaron.
Gotcha.
How much is the basic plan?
I think it ranges. Well, I think what they do is they try to base it on your like the average ticket price of your area. So when I signed up for mine, I only pay $30 a month. So
wow, that's pretty good.
That's
nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And especially now that it's summer, like I got it and then a couple of my close friends got it. So we go like two times a week almost usually. So we've really been getting our money's worth recently.
Exactly. Yeah. You already, if each ticket is like $8 to $11. Yeah. If you just go to like three movies a week or three movies in a month, it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's perfect for summer. When there's like two or three things out every weekend, yeah.
Well,
I recommend it to anybody who's listening. If you go a lot, it'll save you a good chunk of change.
MoviePass, recommended by a friend of the show, Jose Cordova. There you go.
Yes.
There's the plug. Where's our money, MoviePass?
They don't pay me for that. Promise.
They don't pay us either, yet.
I'm looking at the top opening box office numbers on Box Office Mojo for films that have Cyborg hyphen android hyphen robot as a genre.
Nope.
And so we have Transformers 2, still transforming, Dark of the Moon, and then so Transformers has cornered the market on this category, apparently. Then Wall-E, then T2, Judgment Day, then T3. Then wait, this isn't ranking anymore. No, it's not even in order. I thought I had a ranking. Now it looks like it's just an... Oh, that was, it's opening. Or no, it's Lifetime gross. That's what, okay.
Oh, Lifetime.
That makes more sense. I thought it was like...
Where's Real Steel on there?
Let me get to it. Okay.
What about The Iron Giant?
Oh, now I have it. Now I got it. Okay, I figured it out. Okay, yeah, Transformers still. Wall-E, then iRobot, then Prometheus, then T3, then T4. God, that's a movie. Remember that movie? God.
Yeah.
Why make T5? Who cares anymore?
I don't think I actually saw T4, but I feel like I did.
God, fuck McGee.
And I feel like that was enough.
God, that was the most disappointing movie of that year for me.
Wait, was that McGee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awful movie.
God, that was so in the bag for that movie too, and it was so disappointing.
Well, the meltdown happened on the set, and that was comedy gold for everybody.
That was the best part of that movie. That was great.
The meltdown.
Well, it was that, and when John Connor put the song that was in T2 on the radio really loud.
Da-da-da. Oh, the song by
Guns N' Roses. Roses. Yeah, the Guns N' Roses song. Because I was like,
just
okay.
As a callback. Oh, what a.
That was a good call. I was just like, yes, thank you for that. that was the best part of that movie.
Did you guys ever see the Conan O'Brien reshoot of the meltdown with who's the guy who does Inside the Actor's Studio?
James Lipton. I think I've seen.
James Lipton
is
the producer.
I might have, but that was like 5 years ago now. Years ago. So like,
I saw that, but
still
was,
really
funny. I think they're what's his name? Colbert did one with like Steve Martin.
Yeah, you ever
Steve watched. Martin.
Yeah,
that one was pretty good.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, then Pacific Rim. And then, let's see, Robots. Remember that movie, Robots?
Yeah, I do, actually. I remember that. That's the animated movie.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is in there. Who else is in there? Like, I think, like, Halle Berry is a robot. And Ewan McGregor and Halle Berry are, like, robots that are flirting with each other in that movie.
What studio was that?
Fox, Blue Sky. It was
Blue Sky.
I think
it was early on.
Hold on, I think it's Blue Sky. Let me make sure. I believe America's Sweetheart, Amanda Bynes, is a voice in that movie.
Amanda Bynes.
I was on her Twitter today, and that's entertaining if you have nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Heard it here first.
The Tooch is in that movie.
The Tooch? Nice.
Yeah, Jimmy Broadbeans. Wow. That's what I call him. He's in that
Who's
movie.
Who's the voice of the main character?
Ewan McGregor, of course. Okay. Obviously, if you need an American robot, you get Ewan McGregor. Paul Giamatti was in there. Man.
I can only imagine Paul Giamatti's faces as he's recording. Just like angry Giamatti, funny Giamatti.
Angry Giamatti, yeah, that's
yeah.
A problem.
Fat Santa Giamatti.
Let's see. Going down the list more. Terminator 2, Star Trek First Contact.
Yeah, I was like, what number are we at now?
I know,
like,
yeah.
Star Trek First Contact would seem like it's way down the line.
Actually, it is. Yeah, Star Trek First Contact, 30 million, so it's in there.
Yeah.
AI, then Real Steel.
Huh.
It's the 14th highest opening cyborg android robot movie of all time.
There you go. Adam, spelled ATOM.
It's followed by Inspector Gadget, by the way.
No. The one, part two or part one?
Part two was straight to video with French Stewart.
With French Stewart, yeah.
America's other sweetheart, French Stewart.
Hey guys, I'm going to jump out.
All right.
And,
fine. Go talk to your girlfriend.
I'll be back though. Call me back in like 5-10 minutes.
I doubt that's going to happen.
We'll get you on the next show sometime.
Yeah, we'll get you back soon.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, Jose, take care.
Like those dropping guests.
Yeah, right?
So we just randomly call other people on Skype right now.
What happened to Josh?
He's not on anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, no worries. He probably had to leave and just couldn't tell us.
Yeah. Probably some chody.
Let's see. Surrogates. That was a movie.
Surrogates? Oh.
Yeah.
What about much like Short Circuit?
Let me find Short Circuit's 25th with 5 million. It's right behind Iron Giant and Blade Runner.
Oh wow, Blade Runner.
And Blade Runner.
Yeah, but that's like $1982.
Yeah, I was like, this is like
and the movie, you know, was also, you know, not well received at the time. You know, that other detail.
I hope that it does well though.
Hey, I'm probably going to hit a no call zone soon. I'm going down the hill.
I think
no problem.
We're going to end this soon enough anyway.
Yeah, I got to take off too. I got to do some work.
I got to put up this previous week's version of this episode up. So
the nights.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, thanks Alan for coming on with us.
Yeah, Alan, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yep, he is out.
He's gone.
Over and out.
So Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's all. Just you and me, and you know, it's true. I do think about it day and night.
That's weird.
So that was right.
Yeah, thanks to anyone who listened to this, by the way.
Yeah, thanks everybody who's sticking around and listening to our out now free form discussion out now. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.